Now, KBPS's children's radio producer, Emily Young, speaks with children's book author, Janet Hughes Mercereau, and her husband, Brad, about the book, Nobody Has a Funny Name.
Today on Kazoo, local author of the children's book, Nobody Has a Funny Name, Janet Mercereau, along with her husband, Brad, share with us the story behind the story and treat us to a reading of this charming and thoughtful book. Welcome, Janet and Brad.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So tell us, what gave you the idea for Nobody Has a Funny Name?
Well, this book came about, Emily, because I have a background in teaching ESL. And a few years ago in an ESL classroom, a little girl made a comment, not intending to be mean, but just saying what she thought, that the name of another child in the class was a funny name. And the other child's feelings were hurt because he didn't feel that way. It was his name and it was special. So it clicked inside my mind, and I felt that there was something that I was supposed to do with this.
I want to let everybody know how adorable the illustrations are. And who was the woman that
Thank you. Her name is Beth Farrell.
Beth Farrell.
She's an artist and designer in Seattle. Very talented lady.
Now, she's from Seattle, but both of you are from right here in Portland. Is that right?
Pacific Northwest, right. Portland, Oregon. Yes.
Brad, when she got the idea to write the book, did that become your life? Did you just do nothing else until this book was done or get it published? Or how did all that happen?
Well, I'd like to say just that I love my wife and we're a team. And I knew how much this meant to my wife in terms of having this story be disseminated and people get to read it. And so we took it on as a project together and it naturally evolved.
I understand you received a letter of praise from former Governor Neil Goldschmidt.
Yes, that's true. We've, in the process of watching this book take on its own life, we've been able to meet a number of interesting people and hear from some interesting people through it. He was certainly one of them. Very encouraging.
And another one who's kind of interesting, as an aside, is my wife wrote to the president when you were a little girl. And because Hillary Rodham Clinton had written a book about children, we also sent a copy of Janet's book to Hillary. And she was very kind and wrote a personal letter back about Janet's book. So we were quite pleased about that.
That was exciting.
It really is a charming book, and it, in a nice and sweet way, gets the message across without scolding. Have you thought about expanding on the message in this book?
A thought that I've had would be another story helping children and adults too to realize that when friends of theirs move away, and maybe not just across the street but across the world, that doesn't have to be forever, that they can think of all of the countries on the map as having smiles on their faces rather than being strange places, because those are places where their friends are now.
Well, that's a very nice thought. You mean that we need to think about other people in other countries being just like us. Brad, you said you were very proud of her and you're very much a team together. Did you, do you teach also, or were you just?
Well, I'm a piano player and a teacher by profession, but my wife is a teacher. And what I meant by the team, for instance, we've had the pleasure of reading Janet's book to children, places like the Children's Academy and recently at the Festival of Trees. And it's been fun because we've had children gathered around us. And, of course, my dear wife wrote the book, but she's allowed for me to be a participant in the reading of it. So that's the kind of thing that I mean. So it's been
Speaking of which, I was wondering if I could get you both to read your book to us today.
Sure.
Great.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Brad and Janet Mercereau. We're going to read our story, Nobody Has a Funny Name, for all of you. And this is dedicated to all the rainbow children.
There once was a little girl named Susie who lived with her mother and her father in a very big city where there were many, many different people with many different faces.
And this little girl named Susie loved to play outdoors.
Every time she saw another little girl or boy, Susie would say, "What's your name?" And if she liked the name, she would say, "Oh, that's a nice name."
But if she didn't like it, or if she had never heard it before, or if she couldn't pronounce it, she would laugh and say, "Oh, that's a funny name."
And sometimes when Susie would laugh, the other little girl, or boy, would cry. But Susie didn't notice. She would just go on playing.
One day, Susie's father came home from work and told Susie and her mother to pack their suitcases because they were moving to a faraway land where Susie's father would do an important new job. They would be gone for 1 year.
Susie's mother was excited, and Susie jumped up and down and clapped her hands because it sounded like fun.
She had always liked the stories in books that her parents had read to her about faraway lands.
When Susie and her mother and her father had arrived in the faraway land and unpacked their suitcases, Susie decided to go outdoors and find a place to play.
She saw a group of little girls and boys playing near her new house, and they looked very different from herself.
They saw her, too. One little girl said, "What's your name?"
And when Susie told her, the other little girl said she had never heard that name before, and she wasn't sure that she could pronounce it, but she didn't laugh. What she did do was reach out for Susie's hand and say, "Come on, you can play with us and be our friend."
And that is just what happened.
Now, when the time came for Susie and her parents to go back home after 1 year, Susie still loved to play outdoors, but do you know what she didn't do?
She never laughed at anyone else's name again, because the children in the faraway land hadn't laughed at hers, and because there are beautiful people everywhere, just waiting to be our friends.
And nobody has a funny name.
Oh, well, thank you, Janet and Brad. That was very nice.
Thank you.
Would you recommend this for ESL classrooms and for other classrooms in elementary schools and things like that?
It would be great to think that they would want to use it. I know that it has been used by friends that we know in classrooms, and it seems to have gone over well.
Good. I would think so. I think it would be perfect. I want you to let folks know where they can get this book. You had mentioned earlier, of course, libraries, all your libraries.
Right.
But what are some of the stores that we can go buy our own to keep?
The book is available, Emily, at a children's place in Northeast Portland, the Made in Oregon stores, the Christian Supply stores, and all the branches of the Multnomah County Library. It was carried at our children's store over the holidays, the Salvation Army store.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, I think it would be a wonderful gift for someone who maybe has been teased about their name, or for someone who might need a little help about understanding somebody who might get their feelings hurt, so maybe a teaser. Might be a good gift to give a teaser.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got somebody who thinks they're just being funny and doesn't realize how much it can truly hurt, especially if you're new in town and new to a country.
Yes.
Well, I want to thank you again for coming here to KBPS and Kazoo and sharing with us Nobody Has a Funny Name. This book is by Janet Hughes Mercereau, and it was illustrated by Beth Farrell. And I think Janet really wants to thank her co-worker, her teammate, Brad Mercereau, who's here today and helped read. Thank you very much for being here.
Our pleasure.
Without Brad, it wouldn't have happened, Emily.
I believe you. I see that you guys are a team.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.